Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
CJ Stroud clearly has his eye on receivers. I mean, I think it's as clear as day. When Ricky P went to San Francisco, he was upset, and there were reports that Nick Caserio was trying to trade up, which makes you wonder, was that what they were trying to trade up for? He also said, and I saw Beltway Boys pointed this out, that Leggett was high on his board as well.
Mm-hmm.
So is this just a matter of C.J. Stroud liking two specific guys, or is he kind of siding with us and thinks that the Texans need even more weapons than they already have? And could that mean, perhaps, whether it's Ladd McConkey, Coleman...
White Rice.
Or not working, man.
It's going to work. You didn't think Nicky Buckets was going to work. Well, it's taken off.
It's still done.
Oh, it's taken off.
I mean, we're having a drink special tomorrow.
Yes.
Nicky Buckets.
Yes.
Daily Sports Club, if you want to come through 11 o'clock.
I might.
Yeah.
12:30.
Yeah. JP France might be working his shit.
What time does Sugarland play? I got to base my decision on that.
We got four new Texans hats to give away, too.
All right.
Four. The receivers, is C.J. Stroud, does he just want more receivers? Is it just specifically those two guys? Because you have McConkey and you have Adonai Mitchell available.
I think... Yes. Did he want that receiver? Yes, it's obvious. Was he maybe on the Texans board? I think yes, that's a possibility. But I also think that, you know, look, Nick Caserio is not going to give away anything on the draft to just any schmo. But this is C.J. Stroud we're talking about. So I think it could have been Pearsall was in the mix. Obviously, that's why he was upset. But the Texans... The day went so well for the Texans. I can't emphasize this enough. Like, you and I have been talking about it. What's the perfect scenario? It was better than the perfect scenario. So wide receiver is still a possibility, even though I think linebacker might be where they're looking. Even they might be changing and adjusting, because that's what Nick does, to maybe wide receivers. Adonai Mitchell is still there. McConkey,
he's got to go first, right? Buffalo's going to take him, right?
Is Buffalo going to trade with the Texans? Hell, they're trading with the Chiefs.
And the Texans.
Yeah, and the Texans, yes. And you can go get you one. So, yes, wide receivers are still there. Six quarterbacks and seven wide receivers were taken in the first round. Perfect. Beyond perfect for the Texans.
Is there anything that you don't want? Because there's a lot of stuff. There's two. I don't want Newton and I don't want Fisk. I don't want these D linemen that we're talking about. Just give me a committee. We'll figure this out. The edge guys, all that. I'm okay on that.
I'm with you.
I don't want that. Unless it's Chris Jenkins, I can get down with. I can get down with Chris Jenkins or Hall. I can be okay with that at 59, pause, as far as getting down. But I could be okay with them at 59. But I don't want to take at 42. I don't want to take Fisk or Newton. I'm not – this Newton thing is – please, someone draft him. Please. Please, yeah. Someone draft Newton out of Illinois. Please.
No, begging. I think we're in alignment there. How about that? We're in alignment.
How about that?
Just like Brian Gain and B.O.B.
What's up, B.O.B.?
But everything else
– at the hip.
I'm very much open to – I still think linebacker is going to be – if I had to – you know,
give me some Kool-Aid, bet. Though.
Kool-Aid's on the board. Obviously, DeJean's on the board. I mean, hell, every running back. You who's your favorite running back in this draft? He's available.
Benson.
He's available. They're all available. Every single running back. And in terms of linebacker,
they get a running back today, right?
They have to. It could be Corum. Could be, I mean, any of them. They're all on the board. So the Texans, it couldn't be in a better position for them.
Look
right
at this,
now.
Dude. I'm already shopping at HEB, too. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this, man. I'm getting these ready just in case.
Look at that. Kool-Aid. We got to take some of those, right?
Kool-Aid Burst, baby. Kool-Aid Burst.
Yeah, we got to take some of those.
The Kool-Aid bottles, $189 for a six-pack, baby. $189. Stock me up. Stock me up. Let me get 12 of those.
Those are the ones with a little twist-off wax?
Yeah.
Twist-off wax is
the
best.
Yeah, give me that. Give me the Kool-Aid Burst, baby. Kool-Aid McKinstry, I am definitely okay with that. Don't threaten me with a good time on that.
Or Rake Straw from Missouri.
Yeah. He's not bad.
He's
I can see them liking him.
He's there too.
I can see them liking him. I'm looking at Cooper. I'm looking at McConkey. I'm looking at Mitchell. I'm looking at Kool-Aid. No thank you on Newton. Cooper Dejean. Maybe do something there. Javon Bullard. Javon Bullard, you might be able to get with your second.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to get with your second, like with the way this thing's going. Like it's insane. I just can't believe that. These conversations, this almost resembles, like, had they had 23 overall, I feel like a lot of these names would be being mentioned.
And they were.
Before they made the trade. So here we are. So Nick Caserio, you are vindicated. It was a good trade. I never really questioned it because you used the second round pick that you got to trade back. You used it to acquire Stephon Diggs.
Well,
I think that needs to be taken into account. But if, like, let's say Byron Murphy had fallen to 23, there might be some people that would be like, dude, oh my God, we could have had Byron Murphy. Like,
okay, but here's the thing. Like at 23, the receivers that were taken at 23 and below, would you rather have, if you're just going that, I don't know there was many more.
No,
things.
I like Mitchell and McConkey. I like both those guys.
Yeah, I know, but would you rather have Stephon Diggs or Brian Thomas Jr., who was taken there? No, you'd like Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs or Ricky Pearsall, who knows, but I think I'd take Stephon Diggs. So, yeah, the trade was absolutely justified 100%.
Yeah, and according to Diana Rossini, I don't know how much I put into this. Like Nick Caserio was apparently being aggressive on the back end of the draft. Okay, whatever you say, ma'am. I like Diana. I think Diana is one of the people that you need to listen to when it comes to the Texans. But are we sure? Okay, all right. Well,
I still think that this was Nick Caserio doing Nick Caserio things, planning for every little subtlety, every little potential twist in the draft, floating that rumor, seeing if it would get anybody to jump up in there, anybody to show their hand, so maybe they can react today, and they can. Like I frankly, right now, like whomever you want and wanted at 23 before they traded the pick is pretty much there, outside of like Murphy, but he went earlier and all that stuff.
So I looked at the big game, C.J. Stroud's last college game against Georgia, just to see, did McConkey do anything? Is there any like moment where C.J. Stroud maybe looked back and say, oh, okay, this guy, McConkey didn't do anything. He actually had two catches for minus one. Adonai Mitchell did have a touchdown, 22-yard touchdown in that game. So maybe he's an Adonai Mitchell guy. We know he was a Ricky Pearsall guy. Here was C.J. Stroud, the Ricky Pearsall reaction, the Florida receiver. Good Lord. I mean, and this doesn't sound like the reaction of someone who just liked to do. This sounds like a, damn, I wanted that guy. We could have had that guy type of vibe. Here was C.J. Stroud yesterday with the reaction. And you tell me if this sounds like a guy who wants a receiver.
The Niners select. Your guy.
Well, we probably was going to get a receiver, but hey, shout out to Pearsall.
That was the first reaction I've seen you do that.
Dang.
Ricky Pearsall, the pick for the Niners.
How is he even on their radar? Yeah. I'm happy for him, though, because he want to go in the first round and get some more money. I talked to him a couple times, man. Congrats, bro. That's big time. Bro, he's elite. You'll see.
He gets
especially
open.
Especially in that offense, man. Kyle's going to dial it up for him.
Kyle
That's
will.
Why I feel like he was going to fit in our system.
4.41 with a 1.49 10-yard split.
Oh, he's nasty, bro.
Well, if you give him a free release, he gets open.
I don't care if you press him. You put on the Missouri game, they press man a lot, bro. Like, it's just that, like, that something like that.
Yeah.
Like, Tank has it, like that. Just that little quick, little hezzy, like.
You're this effusive in your praise.
I don't know what it is, man. I'm not saying, like, I'm some guru or some receiver, like, goat that just, but I know routes when I see them. I know football players.
Well, you've played with, like, five Pro Bowl wide receivers at this
exactly. point. So, like, when I watched him, like, at first I was like, okay, he's good. Because I seen him at Arizona State, and then his first year of Florida was okay. This last year, bro, he put it together. Bro, when I tell you, I don't know what, like, it's like Tank. Like, you can't just put one, like, it's everything combined. Mm. I just text my boy, one of my best friends. He's always with me. And I told him, like, dang, they got Pearsall. I wanted him bad, like, man. Dude. Especially, like, when before we didn't know we were going to get Steph. Yeah, Pearsall was my guy. Like, that's the one I wanted. So that's a big-time get right there, man. Dang, man.
And CJ, I mean, I'm telling you, and CJ has the, he has pretty good credibility on this because he wanted Tank last year. And I don't think he, like, held a gun to Nick Caserio's head and said, draft Tank, like some of the reports were kind of insinuating, but he wanted him really bad.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's what I do wonder. Because you go back to the performance that put C.J. Stroud, he was already on the map, but really put him on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Georgia game, obviously. Yeah. 23-34, 348, four touchdowns. Also uses legs, 34 yards, and deserved to win, quite frankly. Deserved to win, I would say. But in that game, after C.J. Stroud led Ohio State to a field goal to take it to make it 41-35 with 2 minutes and 43 seconds.
Who made the big catch?
Georgia drove down the field. They got to the 10-yard line. Back went Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett looked to the left corner of the end zone and finds Adonai Mitchell, who would later transfer to Texas, right there in the back corner of that end zone to take the 42-41 lead. Then CJ drove Ohio State down the field. They missed the field goal. So he's been on the big stage with Adonai Mitchell. I think Adonai Mitchell gets drafted by Buffalo, right? I mean, is thinking
– I can't predict what Buffalo's going to do at this point.
They might take Coleman. I think they take a receiver, right?
Maybe. I'm serious. I'm not even trying
Come
to be dramatic. I'm not even trying
they
to be
gotta
funny.
They got to take a receiver.
You would think. I'm not trying to be funny. You would.
You're going to take an offensive tackle.
You would have thought they did it yesterday. You know what? Let's just give that receiver to the Chiefs. Why not? Let's just give them the
you
receiver.
You know what? Y'all have beaten us in overtime. Y'all have beaten us straight up. Hell, we missed a field goal last year and didn't make the Super Bowl against you, and our team's kind of depleted. Let's just give you the guy that you want.
Yeah.
Here you go. Go get Xavier.
Yeah, we gave you Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, gave him Pat Mahomes, too, back in the day.
Here you go.
I'm not trying to be funny. Like I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, boy, they're going to get a wide receiver. Hell no. How could you say that?
I want Kool-Aid, man. I want Kool-Aid or I want the receiver. I don't know. I don't dislike any of this. I don't want the D-lineman.
Pick one.
I don't want the D-lineman. Pick one.
42.
Adonai Mitchell. Let's just go in on receivers. We got the long-term plan here. Let's go. Let's eat. Let's feast. Time to feast.
I've been all about that linebacker, but boy, Cooper DeJean's there, man.
Oh, my. If he's there. There ain't no way he is.
Yeah, it's not that. It's only 10 picks.
Man, but he's the top-rated guy right now, I think, on ESPN.
Yeah, on CBS.
Newton's too. Take him first. Come on, Buffalo. Give Ed Oliver some help.
There you go. There's a pick.
Give Ed Oliver some help. Take Newton.
Top three in any order are McConkey, DeJean, and Newton. And Ed and I mentioned
And then four. Kool-Aid's up there. Yeah. Rakestraw, yeah. Coleman, Fisk. Coop, man, there is – this is – I love day two so much. Man.
Yeah.
I love day two so much.
Keep in mind, like, there are
– no more quarterbacks, right?
You're also picking 59.
Where's this Spencer Rattler stuff coming from?
God. I never fell for that.
Yeah, that's kind of. Hey, you never know.
How do you feel about it? Because I didn't watch him except at the end of the year. I watched him in a couple of games. The tight end from K-State.
He's good, man. He's an H-back. He's tough. He's hard-nosed.
Yeah. He made some plays.
What you expect.
Was it the Big 12 championship? Were they in the Big?
No, Oklahoma State was in the Big 12 championship.
No. It was the bowl game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a tough, hard-nosed lineup all over the place. Yeah. I know Sterner likes him. I don't know, what is he, a second round?
He might be 59.
I could see them reaching on a tight end. Like, yeah. They're going to be aggressive with the tight end. I want Sanders, but they don't like it. They want to be hardos. They want tight ends that can block, whatever.
Yeah. Blocking's overrated. I actually think that there's a scenario in which they could maybe even trade back with that second round pick. Add another something, you know? And that would be very much on brand for Nick Caserio as well.
I don't know what his brand is, man.
I think trading is his brand. Moving.
Man, this is a good one. So is Sketch announcing the pick? They said Christian Harris. So what are we doing? We're pushing Sketch back?
And then they had somebody else.
Yeah, so is Sketch out?
I don't know.
Did he tear his ACL that bad?
Did he get pumped?
What happened? Surely not, right?
No, he's going to be involved
Third?
Somewhere, right?
Third?
Fourth? Fifth? Sixth?
He's definitely going to say, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? Yeah.
Man, I am very, very, very intrigued by Buffalo. The best part about this is that Buffalo has the first pick after everything they did yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Bill has been traded. The pick has been traded. Wouldn't surprise me. To the Chiefs. Let's help them again. It was a wild night, and it just could not have gone better. And then there was the two dumbest things in the world, Bills being one of them. Falcons being the other. Did you see Dave Tepper?
I didn't.
I guess restaurant. Did you see it, Figgy?
Yeah, they had a sign up or something like that.
Let the coach and GM make the pick this year on their little sign.
Uh-huh.
He stopped and went in and talked to him about it. The owner of the Panthers.
What did he say?
Like, I don't know, just like, well, you know, whatever, you know, just like felt like it was an insult or whatever. Like he walked into a roadside restaurant.
What does he think he is, man?
He's a numbskull. Like that's the dumbest thing. Just an absolute.
Threw his drink on a person.
Yeah,
he sucks.
On top of that.
I forgot about that. Trash, man.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's trash. So Callahan Hannah going to be in the war room tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I would.
Yeah.
They're going to be, they're going to be in there.
Yeah, well. Hopefully Hannah not talking during the movie, man.
She does not do that.
She talks in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Zero doubts.
No.
100%.
Maybe the
100%.
Maybe the previews.
100%.
Maybe the previews.
100% talking during the movies. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want? 713-572-4610. Slime Off coming up at 1:20. David Culley nominated. Not the real David Culley, the new David Culley. In the form of Astro skipper Joe Espada.
If we got to go three and out and punt it, we're good.
Yes, we are, Joe. Coming up next, though, it's time to confess. I said consweat because sweat is on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I'm willing to look past a lot of things at this point with how things have stacked up. I'll tell you why when we confess next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.